Chapter 7. The Worship of the Devil. The devil is a legacy of the widespread human tendency to attribute the origin of evil to non-human influences. In primitive societies, evil and misfortune are usually thought to come from the gods. The powers which created the universe and rule it are the ultimate authors of all things, and they are given the responsibility for the presence of evil as well as the credit for the existence of good. In matters which are too trivial to be the concern of the gods, primitive people put harm and suffering down to the malice of evil spirits, which are less powerful than the gods, but more numerous. The Jews in early times believed in various supernatural beings to whom evil could be ascribed. Jehovah was originally regarded by his followers as only one among many gods. The other gods belonged to the neighbors of the Jews and were regarded by Jehovah's prophets as evil powers hostile to Jehovah and his people. In the same way, the early Christians did not dismiss the pagan gods as fictions, but believed that they were real and were evil beings, demons. The early picture of Jehovah as one god among many was replaced by the belief that he was the only god, the sole creator of the universe and all things in it, as described in Genesis. It logically followed that Jehovah himself must be the source of evil as well as good, as the prophet Amos said, "Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it?" The same belief is stated in Isaiah, "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." And again in Ecclesiasticus, "Good things and bad, life and death, poverty and wealth come from the Lord." This conviction that the origin of evil is in God survived in the Kabbalah, in which the evil powers are an offshoot or overflow from the Sfirot, which are emanations from God. It accounts for the relative insignificance of the devil in Jewish tradition as compared with Christian, because a supernatural evil power is unnecessary unless God is believed to be entirely good. In the Old Testament, Jehovah frequently brings evil upon men by direct action. Angry with the Jews on one occasion, Jehovah put the idea of taking a census into David's mind so that he could then punish this crime by sending a pestilence that killed 70,000 men. But on some occasions, Jehovah worked through subordinate spirits. When he was angry with Ahab and intended to bring him to his death, Jehovah consulted the host of heaven who were gathered about his throne and said, "Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?" The host of heaven argued the point inconclusively until a spirit came to stand before Jehovah and said, "I will persuade him. I will go forth and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." Jehovah agreed, and Ahab was duly killed. Besides the spirits which attended on Jehovah and made up his court, the angels of later Jewish and Christian belief, the Jews also believed in malignant demons and hairy spirits which infested lonely and barren places. But in these early traditions, there is no sign of any belief in the devil, the great prince of evil, who is the arch-enemy of God. The figure of the devil loomed up later, and passages in the Old Testament, which originally had nothing to do with him, were taken as scriptural authority for his existence.